Good morning. One of Spain's busiest train stations was partially evacuated yesterday morning after security services spotted what appeared to be a grenade in a passenger's luggage. The alarm was raised at Barcelona's Sant station, where the woman was boarding a train to Madrid. After searching the suitcase, officials discovered that the object was in fact a belt buckle shaped like an explosive device. But by this time, the passenger was already on her way to Madrid. It's unclear how the woman was able to board the train and travel across the country without being stopped after officials in Barcelona noticed the suspicious device during a luggage scan. The incident caused the evacuation of two high-speed trains, as well as a partial shutdown of the Sant station and the creation of a security zone on a platform at Madrid's Atocha station. Rail operator Adif said an investigation into the incident and the security measures had been launched. The Spanish government says it's looking to enact legislation to make banks, and not their customers, liable for paying future taxes on housing loans. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says the reform, which would need to be approved by Parliament, aims to provide certainty after weeks of confusion following conflicting rulings by the Supreme Court. On Tuesday, the court ruled that it was clients who had to pay for stamp duties on mortgages, sparing banks from reimbursing billions of euros to borrowers for past taxes. That was a reversal from the same court's mid-October ruling, which said lenders should be the ones paying those taxes, a decision that the country's bank industry protested against. Spanish bank shares gave up some of their earlier gains following the government's announcement yesterday. And the regional president of Catalonia made official the withdrawal of his party's support for the fragile minority government in Madrid yesterday, including the budget proposals for next year, and said his cabinet would intensify its diplomatic efforts to obtain outside mediation in the territorial conflict, pitting the region against the central executive. Quim Torra told lawmakers in the Catalan regional parliament that the arguments put forth by the state prosecution against the separatist leaders in their ongoing trial for alleged rebellion and sedition made it impossible to back the socialist government of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.